Yes, how is everyone doing this evening? You know, today, you know, I wanna pay some tribute to the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, and you know, you guys listen to me a lot every Tuesday and Thursday night on my late night with Cornell, and you know, we do all kind of stuff. But tonight, I really just want to pay tribute to a woman that have really done it in big ways and in massive ways, and have paved the way for a lot of younger artists now that are doing it great as well. You know, so for me right now, you know, I don't want to talk too much on this tribute. I just want to go with a lot of what, you know, she been doing.
Looking out.
Hope you enjoy.
On the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired. And when I knew I had to face another day, Lord, it made me feel so tired. Before the day I met you, so unkind. You're the key to my peace of mind. 'Cause you make me feel, you make me feel, you make me feel like a natural woman. When my soul was in the lost and found,
thank you. Listen, dear. I realize that you've been hurt deeply. Because I've been there. But regardless to who, what, why, when, and where, we're all precious in this life. And a rose is still and always will be a rose.
Legendary voices in the world of music is gone.
Aretha Franklin has died. We learned today Franklin died of pancreatic cancer
signs of appreciation and respect stretching from the East Coast to the West as the nation mourns the passing of the 76-year-old who died surrounded by friends and family.
It's not a question of whether or not she was born to sing. She was a prodigiously gifted singer.
The mother of four sons, some of whom performed as her backup musicians, made it a family affair. Aretha was married twice along the way.
When you're married, sometimes you want to be single. When you're single, sometimes you want to be married. But I think in maturity, the idea would be to be married. I prefer to be.
Yeah, you would.
But I'm not in any hurry.
But Aretha Franklin was in a hurry to make her mark in the music world. And that she did.
We will remember you. We will treasure you. We will honor you forever. Because you deserve that. And this music will last forever.
In 1967, at a Chicago theater, fittingly called The Regal, a DJ first came up with the moniker The Queen of Soul to introduce a gifted 25-year-old singer. The Queen would reign for more than 50 years with hit after hit, beginning with Respect.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me.
You're spelling out R-E-S-P-E-C-T. First of all, the nerve of that girl. You know what I mean? Like, fearlessness.
The Aretha playlist is full of solid gold, including Natural Woman.
You make me feel like a natural woman. For a black woman to say that, and to have her hair in an afro, and to be out there just being her beautiful self in her most natural state, that was just a different way for black people and for America as a whole to even envision love.
Hey, hey, hey. The next hit was Chain of Fools.
Chain of Fools is a song that she recorded when her marriage was falling apart. It is about being stuck, being chained in your own chain. But the feeling of the song is about breaking free of that.
Her work ethic unwavering, a commitment to excellence second to none. Harvey Mason Jr. witnessed it firsthand, producing an upcoming film about Aretha's life, starring Jennifer Hudson.
Aretha was crazy to work with. I mean, her process is not like anything I've ever seen before. First of all, she's a firecracker. You know, she's smart as a whip, and she knows everything about everything. A lot of artists think they know everything, but she actually does.
She gave people ways to understand emotions they were feeling that they couldn't find the words to express. They were just words on a page until Aretha sang them.
The timelessness of the records. It's like the Beatles. You cannot be an American without having these songs come across your consciousness over and over and over. That is the thing that elevates her to the highest level. She's a salt of the earth person, but she has a once in a generation or more talent.
Rolling Stone once declared her to be the greatest singer of all time. She was a queen honored by presidents and peers alike, who won 18 Grammys and sold 75 million records. But stats don't tell the whole story of Aretha Franklin.
Aretha Franklin was not about what was in her trophy case. Aretha created great singles, and in creating great singles, she created the soundtrack to people's lives.
She was the voice, a booming sound heard on radios, in big arenas, and on the small screen.
Aretha Franklin was actually on television, being a black woman, when we didn't see that many of them at all.
There would be two sides to Aretha, the megastar breaking barriers, and a woman trying desperately to retain some measure of privacy and accuracy, as she once told Barbara Walters.
Your father was shot by a burglar and died. Your mother allegedly left the family when you were a little girl. And
that's
then
not
died.
True.
I know that's
one of the
main
reasons
you wanna...
that I'm writing the book.
Yeah. Tell us about that.
It happened off of a Time magazine interview that I did in the 60s. And this woman took something that I said out of context, and for some reason she just wanted my mother to have deserted us, which was absolutely not true.
Aretha did not share a lot of details about her inner life. That may have been because of what she went through as a young person, or it may have been because she didn't want anything to get in between the listeners and her music.
You've had so many good times, but what was the worst time?
I think we know when that time was, but I'd prefer not to discuss it.
that she felt that she communicated most effectively through those amazing songs that she gave us.
While the amazing voice never changed, her appearance did. By 2011, Aretha's dramatic weight loss was hard to ignore.
She resisted all attempts to sort of say what was happening. Wendy Williams took the biggest swing at it, really tried to get her to say, oh, you had this and you had that.
In December, we all found out that you were having abdominal surgery. Is that what came out?
Aretha Franklin let the music do the talking, and generations of up-and-coming stars were able to learn from the master.
She's an architect of everything that we listen to right now. There would be no Beyonce and Jay-Z Drunk in Love without Aretha Franklin's Dr. Fielder.
The show tonight is dedicated to Aretha Franklin. We love you.
It is a clear precursor. Aretha is everywhere.
Tonight, the lives she influenced took to social media to remember the soul, the songs, and the sound of Aretha.
Time recently with Aretha Franklin, who for all her Grammys, the most ever for a woman, and all her million-selling singles, again the most ever, has a hard time bearing her soul in any way except through her music. Whatever you learn from Aretha when you sit down and talk to her, you've got to watch her on stage if you really want to know what she thinks and feels and agonizes about. After all, this first woman ever inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame can hardly remember a time when she wasn't on stage.
You're no good, heartbreaker. You're lying and you're cheating. And I don't know why I let you do these things to me. My friends keep telling me, yeah. They say, Reed, the man ain't no good. But they don't know how that I'd leave him if I could.
To Aretha, the stage is like a church confessional. The audience, a congregation of witnesses. Witnesses to a lifetime of pain, passion, and sadness Aretha can reveal only when she sings.
What is remains without the one you love?
Even singing about her feelings didn't come easily at first. After her mother died when she was young, Aretha became Daddy's girl. The Reverend C.L. Franklin, a nationally prominent Detroit preacher and one of Dr. Martin Luther King's major fundraisers, was the one who pushed shy little Aretha to sing before a congregation of thousands.
Whenever we were having services, if I was going to sing, they would have me stand on a little chair and sing.
How old were you then?
About 9.
What was that like at 9 years old to have to get up in front of a crowd like that?
I really didn't want to sing at first, but my dad insisted that I do.
6 years ago, her dad, the man who made her sing, met a tragic end.
What happened?
They tried to burglarize his home, and he was shot in the process, and he was comatose for about 6 years.
Was he in the hospital all that time?
No, he was at home much of the last part, toward the end.
Did you ever think maybe a nursing home might be?
No. That was out of the question.
Because?
Well, I think he would have been more comfortable at home. We wanted him to be at home, and he would probably fare and do better at home.
This unmarried minister's daughter had already had 2 children by the time she was just 16. She dropped out of school and had been on the gospel tour with her father for 2 years. But as always, it was the music in her life which made things better. Aretha's home in Detroit was a gathering place for stars from the worlds of gospel, jazz, and rhythm and blues. Marvin Gaye, Dinah Washington, Art Tatum, Lionel Hampton, Mahalia Jackson, Smokey Robinson, and the list goes on. Few made as profound an impression on Aretha and her sisters as the legendary gospel-turned-pop star Sam Cooke.
I know you. Yeah.
know Sam Cooke?
Yes, I did. I knew him very well.
What was your reaction to Sam Cooke? I've read some.
The same as every woman's reaction.
I was wondering if you were going to say that.
Can you be more specific?
Yeah, right. The typical red, hot-blooded American female reaction.
A critic once wrote that Aretha Franklin makes Salvation erotic and the erotic seem like our salvation. But ask her a direct question about the throbbing sexuality of Respect, her signature song, and Aretha is shocked. Ask her about just what is meant by give me my propers when I get home, or the phrase she coined, sock it to me, and that church lady she was raised to be appears to close those big wooden doors against such indiscreet questions. Can I ask you about sex?
You want to talk about sex?
Yeah.
On nationwide TV?
On nationwide TV, here in the family hour. I mean, it's in a lot of your songs. I mean,
sex?
Lust.
Come on.
Feeling.
No.
Good feeling.
You got me mixed up with somebody else.
I don't mean sex in an overt sense, but a sexual feeling is in a lot of your music.
A sexual feeling.
Yeah.
Would you elaborate on that, please?
Well, you listen to the feeling that comes from your songs.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go back to Give Me My Propers When I Get Home.
Mm-hmm. That's what it does for you.
Sock it to me.
Lay it on me. Give me a high five.
That
you know
too.
What I'm saying?
That too. But, you know, that's, yeah. A lot of those things are you know, double meanings.
Okay, double entendres, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's innocent.
What did you think sock it to me meant?
Was that innocent or coincidental?
No, what did you think it meant?
Well, and come home and give me my problems.
The story will continue after this.
Wow. I'm telling you, people, like, it's just a beautiful thing, and I just gotta say, man, I'm just one that's just excited that I've gotten a chance to see a little of her journey and what that all looked like, you know, and you know, we never understand what certain things mean when they happen, but they happen, you know. And so, you know, an individual that was here, that was just doing it, and there was so much to it. It's a beautiful thing.
Thank you.
lyrics and make you feel every single word and every single emotion.
Because you make me this. You make me this. You make me feel like a natural woman.
Aretha Franklin's million-selling singles and Grammys have given her a more than comfortable life in an affluent Detroit suburb. Jerry Wexler produced most of her hit records after Aretha had been recording gospel songs with her father for 4 years, followed by 5 years of beautiful but inconsistent pop albums.
What was it that you did that was different?
For one thing, I put her back at the piano and let her play for herself.
Don't send me no doctor. Fill me up with all of those pills. I got me a man named Doctor. Feel good. Oh, yeah, yeah. I need to tell them to me.
People don't realize how good Aretha is at the piano. Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones says Aretha's voice, which he calls one of the great natural instruments, is matched by her skill at the piano. Aretha wrote this song, Dr. Feelgood. She actually chose most of the songs she recorded at Atlantic Records. Some she found from other songwriters, some her sister Carolyn wrote, and she wrote many herself. Aretha says some of the songs she wrote from very personal experience.
Give me an example of a personal experience song.
An example of that. Daydreaming and I'm thinking of you. Daydreaming and I'm thinking of you. That one.
So you're thinking of somebody?
Yeah, I was.
May I ask who?
No. He was tall, dark, and handsome, I can tell you that. Yeah.
Think. Mm-hmm. You wrote Think.
Mm-hmm.
Think was written near the end of Aretha's marriage to her first husband, Ted White.
You better think, think. Think about what's trying to do to me, yeah. Think, think, think. Did you mind or let yourself be? Let's go back, let's go back, let's go well, yeah. I didn't even know you came to me in too much more to take. Just stop.
They don't take too much high IQ in to see what you're doing to me.
So you didn't have to be smart to know that, hey, I don't like what you're doing to me?
Yeah, I was not happy with it, no.
In fact, Time magazine reported in 1968 that Ted White roughed Aretha up in public. Ted and Aretha had one son named Theodore. Her fourth son, Kelf, was born out of wedlock. Her only other marriage to actor Glenn Turman ended in divorce in 1982 after 5 years.
I need a man. I gotta find me an angel. I'm looking. I'm available and I'm accessible. To the right man. There's got to be a do-right man now. I ain't going for nothing else. I ain't going for nothing else but a do-right man. That's right. A good man. You know what I'm saying. And at 48, you ain't faking me out. So don't even try it.
What makes a relationship work?
If I knew that, if I knew that, I could retire, what, tomorrow? And I might be with some people that I'm not with today.
She's had a tough life.
Very tough life.
Particularly with men.
Yeah. Well, I call her the Lady of Mysterious Sorrow because that sadness seems to be our underlying condition. And I say it's mysterious because you can't identify what may be causing it any given day, and it's probably the accumulation of a lifetime of bad breaks, disappointments, and just plain unpleasant experiences.
And only when she sings can Aretha safely explain the pain and share all of the pathos.